So I'm sure you've heard of your ICA or your ideal customer avatar, but have you considered who your ideal student is? Today we're talking about why knowing who your ideal student is key to creating a successful course. Welcome to the Course Creators Classroom Podcast. This podcast is all about the tips and tricks to writing a successful online course that will turn your students into raving fans. I am your host, April Bradford. Now let's dive into today's lesson. Welcome to today's podcast. I am really excited to jump into today's topic of the ideal student with you. Everyone talks about your ideal customer avatar, but no one talks about your ideal student. So every business podcast and book talks about your ideal customer avatar, which is very important when you're creating your offer and promoting your course. But when you're actually writing your course, it's crucial you know who your ideal student is. Here's the deal. You sell to your ideal customer avatar and you teach your ideal student. I'm going to say that again because it's super important. You sell to your ideal customer avatar and you teach your ideal student. So you need to create your course based on your ideal student. So to create a successful course, you need to know who your ideal student is and what they know and what level they're at before they start your course. So let me give you an example. As you know, I was a classroom teacher before I became an instructional design consultant, and I moved to a new state for my husband to go to school, so I had a new teaching position. And the position that I got, I actually didn't go to the school. I was on a cross-country road trip when I got called for the interview. So I didn't even visit the school. I had, done my research. But when I got there, I found that the students were really, really behind. I was a math teacher, and the students were a few years behind where they needed to be. So I knew where they were supposed to start at, and I knew where we needed to end at, but I couldn't teach sixth grade math concepts to students who were at a third grade level. They needed the basics before I could start that. So what I did was I had experience teaching third grade, a lot of experience teaching third grade, and so that was actually super helpful for me to know that my students were at about third, fourth grade level, and I could take what I knew and use what I knew that they knew, and I built the sixth grade curriculum around what the students knew. So I could connect the new learning to what the students, to where the students were currently at. And being able to do this and knowing that all year long, and knowing how third grade standards could tie into sixth grade standards and how to build that knowledge base for my students was so beneficial for them at the end of the school year. As we know, across the United States, there's the big testing push and all of that. And on that end of year test, my sixth graders actually had the highest growth scores in the entire district. And that is because I knew where they were at, I knew where we needed to go, and I knew what they knew coming into the class. So that's why it's so important to know who your ideal student is, not just your ideal customer avatar, but who is your ideal student before you start creating your course. So what do you need to know about your ideal student before writing your course? There are a few things that I want you to be aware of. There are three things that I want you to know and be aware of before you start writing your course. So number one, you need to identify exactly what level your students are coming to you at. Are they novice, amateur, expert, or pro? So novice are very beginners. Like, this is their first dip into your topic of what you're teaching. Novice, they are they're a blank canvas, right? Amateur, they are like hobbyists. So they know some stuff. They maybe have done something in your field of expertise, but they're definitely not experts at it. And an expert is someone who, like, possibly has a job in this, and you are going to take them to the next level, which would be pro. And pro is professional, right? Like, they are very well versed in your topic. They're very knowledgeable in that. So your course will help them dive deeper into the topic, or maybe it's one specific area that you are going to help them grow their knowledge in that. So why is this important to understand the level that they're coming at? You need to know where they're at, because if you don't, you will bore them or you'll overwhelm them, one of the two. So let's say, for example, you're an artist and you're creating a course for a beginner painter. So would you start teaching how to create a masterpiece? Would you start teaching very fine techniques? Probably not. Why? Because you're going to overwhelm your students. They need the very, very basics, like what paint do I buy? How to mix paint? How to, you know, like put a stroke on the paper? They need the very basics. And vice versa. If your student is an expert at this and you're going to get them to the professional level, and you start with, okay, these are the very basics, these are the basic supplies, this is step one into painting, they are going to be bored to death. So there's this fine line of overwhelm and boredom, and we do not want to overwhelm our students, because if they're overwhelmed, they won't finish. And if they're bored, they won't finish. So that's why it's so very important to identify exactly where they're at before you start creating material for your course. Number two, the second thing that you need to know about your ideal student is you need to know what vocabulary they know and what they need to know. Okay, so for example, my husband is in the medical field, and he will come home and he will start talking to me about a situation during his day, and I will be completely lost because he's used these terms that I'm like, I have no idea what you just said, because you use these words that I don't know what they mean, right? And same with him. If I start using educational terms, or like when I was in the classroom, we used acronyms like 504s and IEPs and PGPs. And if I start talking like that, you get lost, right? You're totally confused and lost. And the same goes with your students. You need to know if they are beginner level, you can't start with terms that you are used to in your industry. It's okay to use them in your course. In fact, that's very good, because then they're learning that jargon, that vocabulary, but you need to teach it to them, right? So that's why it's really important to know what words they do know and what words they don't, so you know what words to teach them and what words you can use. So if they're at the expert level, obviously you can speak to them in a way, in an expert way. They know the vocabulary. You can flat out just speak to them like that because they know. You don't need to explicitly teach it to them. But your beginners, yes, they will. You will need to teach it to them. So in the words of Donald Miller, if you confuse, you lose. So if you're using industry jargon, you will lose your students unless you teach it to them. And it's okay. It is okay to teach. It's very good to teach the vocabulary to your students. So that is the second thing when you're defining who your ideal student is. That is the second thing to pay attention to, is what industry words do they know and what industry words do you need to teach them. And that brings us to number three. You need to know what they will typically know about your topic or a similar topic. So if your students are brand new, they are at that novice level, I want you to brainstorm things that are similar to your topic that you could create connections for. So how we learn is we have synapses and neurons, right? And neural pathways. And the more connections you create in the brain by connecting similar knowledge to each other, it's like a puzzle piece. So the more that you can connect, the thicker the neural pathways get, and you grow dendrites. And there's all of this brain stuff that happens when you make connections. So it's super, super important that you can make connections with your topic that you're teaching, so that in your students' brain, they literally truly are making brain connections. So if your students are novice, think of something that is similar that you can bring in and make connections for your students. So for example, if I were creating a course on how to build a dresser, and my ideal student, they have a little teeny bit of woodworking skills. Like maybe they've built a picture frame or something like that, but they've never built a piece of furniture. Well, I can create connections between what they know about building a picture frame to building a dresser. So I can talk about like, okay, when you built your picture frame and to make the corner, you had to make a 45 degree angle cut. When you're building your dresser, when we're cutting for the frame, we're going to make, it's going to be similar to the 45 degree angle cut, but it's going to be a 90 degree angle cut, whatever, right? This is just an example, but can you see how I've created a connection for them? And if they already are coming to you with some information, build upon that information. I would start your course with the recognition of, okay, you're coming into this with this knowledge, and we are going to start here, and this is how it connects. Okay, so make sure you're like putting those puzzle pieces together for them and helping them make those connections. And your students, this is how we create raving fans, is making these connections for your students and tying in all of the loose ends. So then they walk away from your course going, oh my gosh, that totally makes sense to me, and I understood everything that they taught, and I am on the next level now because I started here and I made connections to where I started, and I've built upon that knowledge and I get it. Okay, this is when you see those light bulb moments, you know, you can like literally hear it go off, is when your students make connections to what you're teaching, and they can connect it to prior knowledge, and it makes sense, okay? Literally, their brains, if you were to do like a brain scan while they were learning, you would see the lighting up in the brain because they're making those connections, and you're helping them by writing your course in a way that helps make those connections. So that is super, super important. I want you to sit down and define your ideal student. These are the three things that you are going to define about your ideal student. Number one, you need to identify exactly what level they are coming into your course at. Are they novice, amateur, expert, or pro? Number two, I want you to brainstorm a variety of vocabulary. Just write down all the words that you can think about that has to do with your topic, and then go through and circle ones that you're like, okay, this is a word they need to know. Obviously, you're not going to teach them every single word. That would be overwhelming. But ones that are super important, circle those ones and make it a point in your course to point that out. You can do it really simple. For example, earlier in this podcast, I used the word jargon. And then I quickly said jargon, or the vocabulary you use. I gave you the definition right there. You can do it that simple. Okay. So that's number two, is knowing the vocabulary. And then number three is you need to know what they will know about your topic or a similar topic when they come into your course. So those are the three things that I want you to sit down and write out about your ideal student. And I promise you that doing this is going to make your course a strong, solid course that makes it so your students get those results that you are promising. Okay, so That is it. Those are the three things that you need to know. And I want to make a point, too, to let you know that your ideal customer avatar, that is important as well. That is just, like I said, I like to say that you sell and market to your ideal customer avatar and you teach your ideal student. And here at the Course Creators Classroom Podcast, we're all about the course creation and the teaching. So that is why I'm really focused on the ideal student and why we're talking specifically about that. Don't skip out on the ideal customer avatar. That is important, but for writing your course, your ideal student is so very, very important because that is what makes teaching effective. Next week, we are going to be diving into instructional designers, who they are, and how they can help you in writing your course. So that is all for this week. And if you got any value out of this, or you know someone who would get value out of this, I would love if you would share the podcast and leave a review. I am giving away a $50 Amazon gift card after we get the first 25 reviews. So if you do give a review, take a screenshot of it, jump onto my Facebook page, which is April Alice Design Studio, upload your screenshot there, and you'll be put in for the drawing for the $50 Amazon gift card. And thank you so much for tuning in today, and I will see you next time.